with recovery. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The president promising help for Puerto Rico as it deals with the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona.
We're with you. We're not going to walk away.
President Biden spoke to Puerto Rico's governor from the FEMA office in New York City. The island territory is starting another recovery 5 years after Hurricane Maria ravaged it. The president says many people are already on the island,
including search and rescue teams, bilingual disaster survivor assistance teams, and U.S. Corps power restoration experts.
The storm is responsible for some loss of life. New York City and state, with among the largest populations of Puerto Ricans away from the island, is sending responders to help. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking before the U.N. Security Council, called for Russia to be held accountable for its actions in Ukraine.
This is one of the many reasons that we support a range of national and international efforts to collect and examine the mounting evidence of war crimes in Ukraine.
The International Criminal Court has called for countries to cooperate with its investigation and prosecutions related to the Russian invasion. Canada will allow a cabinet order on COVID vaccine requirements for travelers to expire at the end of the month. That's according to the Associated Press.
Currently, both Canada and the U.S. require foreign visitors to be vaccinated. In Canada, unvaccinated travelers must take a COVID test when arriving and quarantine for 2 weeks. Allowing the order to expire would also get rid of random testing for international travelers. The Canadian government still reportedly deciding whether to keep mask requirements for people traveling on trains and planes.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Boeing will pay $200 million to settle SEC charges that it misled investors about the safety of its 737 MAX jet after two of them crashed, killing 346 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Americans are among a large prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine.
Two U.S. military veterans are safe and free, say their families in a joint statement. Alex Druki and Eddie Huyun went missing in the Kharkiv region near the Russian border June 9th while fighting Russia with Ukrainian forces. They traveled there separately but became friends since they're both from Alabama. They are part of a group of 10 prisoners, including five British nationals released by Russian-backed separatists as part of the exchange brokered by Saudi Arabia, officials say. Their families said they are at the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia and will return home after medical checks and a debriefing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken thanks Saudi government partners for securing the freedom of those 10 prisoners. CJ Papa, Fox News.
More than two dozen people charged in Illinois with fraudulently obtaining pandemic relief money, and authorities say some of them were in the Will County jail in Joliet and used their relief money to free themselves. The police chief of Joliet says of the 25 charged, 15 have been arrested and warrants are pending for the others. A panel of health experts gives thumbs down to a drug for lung cancer patients.
FDA advisors voted against recommending poziotinib for treating a rare form of lung cancer. The panel, citing concerns about the dosage and efficacy of the experimental drug from Spectrum Pharmaceuticals. Documents released by the FDA this week indicate poziotinib would be the least effective targeted therapy for lung cancer compared to other treatments currently on the market. The agency typically sides with independent experts but is not required to accept the recommendation. A final decision on poziotinib is expected by Thanksgiving. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks ended lower as global central banks follow the Fed and raise rates. The Dow lost 107, the Nasdaq off 153, the S&P minus 31. Fed Chair Jerome Powell announced yesterday a key rate hike of 0.75 percentage point. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.